B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. It's time for you to sound off.
You gotta be faking me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by Rothman Orthopedic same-day joint replacement, where you can get your hip, knee, or shoulder replaced during the day and sleep in your own bed that very night. Visit samedayjoint.com. Let's get going. Sound off.
All right, time for sound off. 610-771-9705. You got something to say? Hit us up. On that number, 610-771-9705, publish it. And we may publish it on the big show. Here's sound off for today.
It's about time we quit looking at Ben Simmons as a glass half empty. Because of the lack of an outside shot, let's look at him as a glass three quarters filled. Why? For all the good he does for a team. Assists, steals, rebound, scoring. Ben Simmons is one of the best all-around players in the NBA today. Let's start to appreciate how good he is.
No, I appreciate how good he is. I'm just wondering why you can't fill the other quarter of that glass when it's so, you know, all you got to do is put it under a tap. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, Mike, I don't understand what you mean about Ben Simmons. How can you break something that's not broken right now? When was the last time the Sixers were 2.5 games out in front leading the division? Sure, it's hard to fix it when it's broken, but how can you break something that's not broken?
You have a different perception of regular season than I have. So I push forward and I go, the only thing that matters to me, are they good enough to win in a playoff series against a really good team that they have to beat four times?
There is no effort in this front office or by this ownership to advance people of color in this organization. And now Andy Reid has come out and said they didn't even request to talk to the enemy, but yet they're telling the media they did. Oh, my God. The Eagles lied?
Yeah, that's not a good lie either, man. Like, what did... If you, I don't know what the truth is. It'll probably come out one way or the other, right?
I know. I
would think
Eagles lie
at this point.
Yeah, because
why would Andy Reid lie?
There's no, yeah, right. There's no reason for him to lie. So, but what I'm like, this is how misguided they are and how they live it all in a reality. Like a lie like that is going to be shot full of holes of within hours. You know, because somebody can verify if it's not the guy himself. No, they didn't ask to interview me. Like, I don't understand. Like, are they so arrogant that they would think they would be able to get away with a lie like that?
Yes.
There are people defending them.
Yes, they're reprehensible.
It's wrong for us to point it out.
They're reprehensible. It's disgusting.
That's ridiculous.
I got to call BS on this here. Mike Messinelli should be nominated for BS Artist of the Year. There's no way in hell that it takes 35 seconds to heat up a wok. I've made popcorn in the microwave hundreds of times. There's no way he is heating oil up in 35 seconds and that wok is popping popcorn in 35 seconds.
I am telling you that it takes me just as much time to pop popcorn in a wok than your stupid microwave. And it's better. So, you don't want to try it? Don't try it. It's no skin off my nose. I love my popcorn. You put up with that crappy product. That's your life. That's not my life.
Carson Wentz is going to the Cowboys. That's why he wears cowboy hats. Simmons is going out west. He's going to be either Clippers or L.A. That's why he plays good against L.A. I can't believe you don't know this. That's what's going on. Come on, people. Do your job.
Yeah, that's a very primitive barroom last row take. Last stool in the joint take, that is.
He sound a little QAnon. That's why he wears cowboy hats, because he wants to be on the Cowboys. What?
Well, man, that's like three wild turkeys in. You come up with theories like that.
Yes, concerning Ben Simmons shooting from the outside, just when I think I'm out, he pulls me back in. A triple-double, a double-double. He's a good player. Keep...
I never said he wasn't a good player. In fact, I was the one who tried to convince everybody else that he had, he was destined for greatness. I can't ride with this. Leave it alone. I can't do it. I'm sorry.
I was just reading today. Wentz was like 35th, worst quarterback. Hurts 33rd. So we'll run Wentz out of town, but you know we're still going to have to try to get another quarterback.
No, they'll move on with Hurts. They trade Wentz. Hurts is going to be a starter. Yeah, they're not going to get another quarterback. They'll get a backup. Obviously, he might be a veteran.
Deep thoughts with Jack Slappy. If John Kincaid eating a chicken wing has that wing slip out of his hand, does he name it before it hits the floor?
Does he what before it hits the floor?
Name the chicken wing that he
does. Does he name the chicken wing?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
He's a guy who he's a Kincaid critic who thinks he's a name dropper. So
oh.
I guess he thinks he would name the chicken wing.
Oh, I get it, because it was dropping, and he would name the dropping wing?
Yeah.
It took me a while to process that.
Perfect joke, but we have to let him through because this guy has a beef with Jack and Kate.
Yeah, it's funny.
And we're turning that into entertainment.
Why not?
Yeah. All right, close it down.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.